This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You can join us here. It's the live Sunday edition. We're here. We'll talk to you about anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to pick a story off the front page of our website, our brand new redesigned website for 2015. You can go to that and check it out at freetalklive.com. And yes, the downloads have been broken for the last few days, and people are freaking out. We've got posts on the website. And I guess it's a good thing, right? Like, people are paying attention. They want to download the show, but it's broken, so they're letting us know. Yes, the downloads are broken, the direct downloads. You can still get the show through podcast, and our technicians are behind the scenes working to fix that. Just to explain what went wrong, SoundCloud is our podcast host, and they just decided to turn off the download option. It used to be that if you went to the SoundCloud link for our show, if you added /download to the link,
yeah,
that it would download the file. Well, they turned that off, and they just didn't tell anybody about it. And so our listeners started reporting, hey, your downloads aren't working. And so I contacted SoundCloud and said, well, there seems to be a problem with your website. And
we didn't like those downloads anyway.
They said something about it, like encouraged illegal downloading or something like that. And I said to them, I don't know what that means, but we're not.
All of our content is ours.
Right. We select download as an option for our files because we don't care if you copy it.
It hasn't affected plays in the last 24 hours, I can tell you that.
Well, that's good to know.
We're at almost 3,000.
Yeah, those are probably counting podcast downloads, would be my guess.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that fixed. My guys figured out a way to do it. I don't know what the status of that is because I've been busy with Keenvention. So it was like the worst possible time for this to happen during the middle of Keenvention, actually throughout the entirety of it. So our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Doug. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Hey.
I actually wanted to bring up about the VPN issue.
Yes.
It came out about a month ago that the government can actually break into a VPN with the 1024-bit encryption. You want to make sure that, you know, whatever VPN you pick, it will have a better encryption than that. I went with the one on your show, VPN Pro or whatever.
Pro XPN. Pro XPN.
Right, and they actually have 2048-bit encryption.
Oh, really?
They have no documentation that they can break that. But, you know, I mean, who really can know? I always wonder
about this, the breaking of encryption, though. For instance, I'll send PGP encrypted emails and that sort of thing. The things I send in there aren't interesting at all, right? Like, I don't send, you know, these aren't where to find uranium 223. They're not the missile codes. It's not child porn. It's nothing like that, right? It's just talking about business with people who wish to do PGP. So if they break that, they've wasted, I assume, a great deal of time in breaking it. So,
right.
Does it take them a long time to break these things if they choose to?
I don't know, but that's why I do it. I do it to make their life more difficult. They're in violation of the law. I mean, I don't know if people actually know, but prior to the Patriot Act, if you were a federal agent, you did not get a warrant, and you were gathering data on an individual, on an American, you were committing a felony. The DOJ would go after you. Now, you were talking earlier about how they're giving a company immunity under the new bill that they're coming up with. That had been identical to what happened with the Patriot Act. I read the Glenn Greenwald book that came out more than a year ago, and he detailed all that. He talked about how, like, a big company like AT&T, they were actually given retro immunity, meaning that nobody could take them to court over anything dealing with collecting data. And, you know, I mean, people like me were wondering for a long time under George Bush, how could AT&T get that big and not have government intervention? I mean, they merged with company after company after company. I think now we got a pretty good idea why. I mean, AT&T collaborated with the government. We know that now. And, you know, it'd have been the kind of thing where we, the government, take care of you. AT&T will take care of the government, and we'll allow you to merge and merge and get larger and larger. And in return, you give the government data, you know.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it'll end. You know, I mean, we're gonna have to, like, China. Will be what'll happen.
Well,
China's getting freer.
Yeah.
I wonder to myself that you see China's economy growing by leaps and bounds, and you know, you look back at sort of the Gilded Age in the United States, and is it freedom that makes economies grow, or is it the prospect of more freedom? Is it the growth of freedom? Because in China right now, people are demanding more freedom. They're getting more freedom. The standard of living is skyrocketing for them. Here in the United States, well, even though the economy supposedly turned around, people aren't very happy
keep up with inflation here.
Yeah.
Doug, good call,
man. It seems like
it's
a nation on decline.
Hey,
hopefully they can turn it around, and I think they can do that by more freedom.
Since you're a privacy guy and you were, you know, congratulating ProXPN on having good encryption technology, what else do you recommend? We mentioned TechSecure, we mentioned Redphone earlier, and Signal for for iPhone users, TechSecure and Redphone for Android. What do you like?
Well, one thing that I would bring up that the other caller brought up had been that, you know, you continue to remain logged into, like, whatever. Like, if you log into a profile page, maybe on Google, you continue to remain logged into it. If you go incognito, it will automatically take you out of it. You're not going to be logged in. I would recommend a VPN and going either in private or incognito if you're under Android, you know, but...
Very cool. Thanks for the call tonight, Doug. Appreciate hearing from you. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The Free Talk Live website at freetalklive.com. The download links may not be entirely functioning correctly at the moment. We apologize for that. But there's a lot more on the site, including the ability to actually rank submitted content by our listeners, and also to submit content. So you're submitting suggested show prep, or show topics rather, things we can talk about on the air, and wanted to make a point of picking one of those from our front page. This one is submitted by Word Wordus, submitted a few days ago now at this point, from the Uber blog. And it's interesting, apparently as Uber use goes up, DUI rates go down, at least in Pennsylvania. Drunk driving is a serious problem throughout the United States, and that's particularly true in Pennsylvania, which is the fourth highest state for DUI fatalities, even though its population is only the sixth highest in the country. In Pennsylvania, alcohol-related motor vehicle deaths exceed the national average by 24%.
And it seems like people drink more alcohol in colder places. Maybe they just can't get out enough. I don't know.
Is it true? Is northern states have higher consumption than southern?
This is anecdotal. I haven't gone through, but I can tell you Wisconsin's number one. New Hampshire's supposed to be number two. Look at Pennsylvania ranking, punching above its weight in DUIs. That's just, you know, I've got three pieces of information I've stuck together and come up with a conclusion.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's true. It'd be interesting to get more detail on that speculation, Mark. In Pennsylvania, alcohol-related motor deaths are responsible for 38% of all motor vehicle fatalities. That's one of the highest rates in the nation. Last month, Pittsburgh resident and blogger Nate Good caught our eye when he posted an analysis of drunk driving in the Philadelphia area, which demonstrated that DUI rates have fallen in the city since the arrival of Uber. We previously tested this theory in Seattle and found a causal relationship between Uber arriving and DUI rates falling by about 10%. Good's analysis begins to provide evidence to support this theory, but of course, correlation is not causation. Other factors could be contributing to falling DUI rates as well. However, we're big believers that if you give people a safe, affordable, and convenient alternative to drinking and driving, fewer people will drive drunk. So, while Uber is still new to the state of Pennsylvania, we expect to see a huge impact here. And then they will take a look at some of the data to see why. Number one, Uber requests from Philly and Pittsburgh bars over-index 3 to 5 times, meaning that they can look at what kind of establishments that Uber users request cars from. So they look at the maps based on where the Uber person is requesting. Some users, for instance, request trips from bars, others from restaurants. We can compare the percentage of requests from bars to the overall percentage of establishments that are bars. And here's what they found. Requests from for rides come from Uber users at bars at a much higher rate than you might expect based on the number of bars that there are in the city. The fraction of requests from users at bars are between 3 and 5 times greater than the total share of bars. In cities lacking reliable transportation alternatives like Philly and Pittsburgh, Uber is a reliable way to get home from a bar, and their users know that. Who wants to pick up a DUI? Everyone wants to go home. The question is, how are you going to get there? It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live. join us right here. Just dial on in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about the Free Talk Live t-shirts that are, I guess the pre-order phase is done. And I don't know what
I haven't checked on that since I've got back from the convention. Today's the day after the pre-order phase, but I'm sure that we're going to be starting up the production this week on the t-shirts. Not too late to get one. Just go to gear.freetalklive.com. We have basically two different varieties. I wore mine that says "Taxes are theft" at the convention this
weekend.
How'd
that go over?
Well, other than sort of the voluntarists there saying that's old news. Well, yeah, fine. You think it's old news? I tell you, the folks that were working at the hotel, they felt like that was true. Yeah, absolutely. They point at my shirt. So
anyone that looks at their paycheck knows that's true.
Yeah, it's 100%. So you can get the t-shirt that far. As I'm concerned, lays out the ideas of liberty in three words: taxes are theft. And then it has the Free Talk Live's logo on the back. It's a ringer tee, which I really love, and then there's a few other versions of it. Just go to gear.freetalklive.com. There's another version with just the Free Talk Live logo and its epicness blazing across your chest. gear.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to Charles. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
You know, I've been paying attention to politics since the early 80s when I was in high school. And I remember Reagan, he didn't have the support of Congress like Bush did and like W. Bush did and like Obama did. Yet he stood at the Berlin Wall and called for its destruction, and the people heard it and they took it down. And that was one of the most remarkable times in our generation. It was just a remarkable thing. But what I've seen since, I mean, George W. Bush had the full support of a Republican House and a Republican Senate.
For 6 years.
What did we get? We got more government expansion, more government intrusion, more debt, more spending, and what happened? And two wars that we're still involved in.
Yep.
Barack Obama campaigned against all of that. The debt, it is irresponsible to continue to increase the debt. And he's going to take us out of Iraq, and he's going to take us out of Afghanistan. Well, what happened? We got double the debt, we got even more expansion and more government spending, and we wake up one morning and find out that our planes have bombed the hell out of Libya, and now we're also in Syria, and it looks like we're trying to pick a fight not only with Russia, but where you can't blame what Russia's doing in the South China, what China's doing in the South China Sea, you can't blame that on Obama. But, I don't know what we're going to do unless we have somebody like a Donald Trump to come along and take over.
But don't you think he's?
About it is,
I mean, you know, don't you think he might just get us into World War III?
Yeah, has Donald Trump given any indication? Yeah, I mean, has Donald Trump given any indication at all, Charles, that has he given any indication that he is against war? I don't think that's the case.
I don't know what he'll do. That's the problem. I know what Jeb Bush will do, and I know what Hillary Clinton will do, and that scares me even more. So what are we going to do?
I say secede. Get the hell out. Get out of the Union. Escape from South Carolina. Tried it once. They should try it again.
Yeah, I agree with that. Convention of States.
No, you wouldn't need that to secede. You wouldn't need that to secede. You could just the state legislature could probably pass something and move forward with a plan to secede. It's a kind of a pie in the sky pipe dream, but you know, so is the idea of changing the federal government. I mean, the idea that anybody's going to.
We'll take this into consideration. You know, we've got all this commotion about the Confederate flag. You know what that Confederate flag really represents? It represents what can happen when the federal government pushes too far. 600,000 people died in that war.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Charles.
Get that. They want to
I appreciate
get
it. I really appreciate your calls and your call and your thoughts tonight here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, the Confederate flag issue, I think, has died down a little bit from over the summer. But nonetheless,
it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Yeah, it doesn't mean any one thing in particular. Certainly to each individual who has a strong feeling about it, it means that whatever that thing is. But it, you know, it ranges from meaning racism to meaning, you know, meaning independence, right? There's a whole range of opinions about
being
that.
From the South. When I was growing up, it never indicated to me at all that a rebel flag might mean that you dislike black people. Never thought that. But, you know, to me, I think that the rebel flag, the Second Virginia battle flag, or the nautical, whatever you want to call it, it's one of the most attractive flags out there if you're going to pick flags. But I wouldn't put it on a vehicle or something like that because you never know what it doesn't mean the same thing to you as it does to somebody else.
Yep, that's true. So you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Recent news in the Bitcoin world. This from CryptoCoinsNews.com. Bitcoin, of course, being the amazing independent currency, an alternative currency to all of the fiat currencies, the government currencies of the world. Bitcoin is non-governmental. Bitcoin is not issued by banks. It's an amazing thing. You can learn more about it at bitcoin.com. Story from Evander Smart at CryptoCoinsNews.com. He says, allow me to introduce you to someone who has the potential to be very important in the future of Bitcoin. His name is Balaji Srinivasan, and he's the founder and chairman of 21 Inc., a Bitcoin startup that has secured the most venture capital of any Bitcoin company in history at $116 million. They are supposedly investing in future proprietary products designed to drive mainstream adoption of Bitcoin. And with that in mind, the research of the company has highlighted some interesting Bitcoin factoids. Now, by the way, a factoid, I don't think is the right word to use there.
Okay? Right. Factoid means basically truthy. It's something that looks like a fact and is not.
However, has come to mean a small fact.
Right. But, you know, the language changes, yeah. And enough people didn't know what a factoid was,
right,
that a factoid has come to mean what it never meant.
So one of these facts released at the second annual Bitcoin Job Fair.
Why is it one fact bigger than another fact?
I don't know.
Right, that's kind of, I mean, you know, the Earth is 93 million miles away as a fact, but, I once had a mohawk as a factoid. No.
This one says that Bitcoin is 100 times more powerful than Google. And Google certainly seems to be this ubiquitous presence in our lives. I mean, at least those of us who are on the Internet frequently, or even infrequently. Most people.
I'd have to hear the explanation as what 100 times more powerful means.
Yeah, we'll share that with you here in moments. And you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, turns out that it's common for police to steal your nude phone pictures, especially if you're a woman, and share them amongst each other. It's a game for them. This is Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about privacy, also Uber helping to reduce DUIs, apparently. At least that's what the data suggests out of Pennsylvania since Uber has arrived. DUIs have gone down. Coincidence? Could be. But 10%, a 10% drop in DUIs, that's a statistically significant number. And for it to happen to coincide with the beginning of Uber is pretty interesting coincidence.
I don't know if taxi cab companies generally have apps, but Uber's a convenient way for a generation that doesn't like to use the phone. And we've read...
And by use the phone, you mean talk on the phone.
Right, talk on the telephone.
Yeah.
When we've read plenty of articles about millennials that telephones make them nervous.
Weird.
Talking on the telephone makes them uncomfortable.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but it's none of my business.
It's just out of their purview, I guess. They've been texting so long, they're just not used to actually talking to somebody.
Right. I mean, I've seen memes on the internet about and how essentially, you know, I can't believe they tried to call me when I texted them.
It's insulting, huh?
Right. Somehow or another, I don't get it. But I had text turned off on my phone until relatively recently, so, I'm not the kind of guy that would get it.
Does this spell doom for talk radio, Mark? The idea that millennials don't want to talk on the phone? I mean, you know, we can't do a talk show if people just want to text us.
Sure you can. All kinds of talk shows do talk shows without having callers.
Yeah, that's true, but we can't. This is a call-oriented show. Mm-hmm. I mean,
doesn't have to be.
Yeah, but I like to talk to people, Mark. So I mean, I'd probably get bored talking to you for 7 nights a week or 6 nights a week or whatever. We're live 7 nights, but you and I both take a night off, and it's on different nights, so I don't always talk to you every single night.
5 nights.
yeah, you're right. 5 nights a week. But I might get a little bit bored about that. So I like having different people call in and, you know, express their opinion.
Sure.
Will this be the death knell for caller focused talk radio? The fact that millennials don't like to talk on the phone. The toll free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So Bitcoin, bigger than Google, 100 times more powerful. This according to CryptoCoinsNews.com's Evander Smart. He talked to Balaji Srinivasan, the chairman and co-founder of 21 Inc., who's been doing some interesting research. He says he looked online to find out what a petahash rate and gigahash rate was, and that is one long rabbit hole. So I'll leave the technical ramble to techies like Mr. Srinivasan guy. He makes the comparison to Google based on the fair assumption that they're using a certain type of server, which has a petahash, which is the equivalent of 1 million gigahash or 1,000 terahashes. These are the amount of data that they can crunch at any given time. In a certain time frame, Bitcoin reached 1 petahash of computing power and speed on September 15th of 2013. Bitcoin is now working at over 350 petahashes, which is a lot of petahashes. So all of Google today apparently would represent less than 1% of all of the mining of Bitcoin operations worldwide. The sheer degree of what is happening in Bitcoin mining is not being appreciated by the press. If we assume there are 10 million Google servers and each of these servers is running, you can multiply that through and get 1 petahash. If they turned off all of their data centers and pointed them at Bitcoin, it would be less than 1% of the entire Bitcoin network.
Wow.
So Bitcoin is like this massive
100 times the size of Google's server banks.
Their power, basically. Yeah, the amount that Google can crank through.
And Bitcoin has been called the largest computer in the world.
Right.
Because
apparently it dwarfs Google.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised, but you know, there you go. That's the geeks. The geeks will rule the internet ultimately. And this is another thing that came out of the Bitcoin conference, Ian, that I found to be extraordinarily powerful. Is there are currently 4,000 full time developers working in the Bitcoin sphere.
Wow, that's a lot of really smart people working on Bitcoin.
Right, and that's not, we're not talking about the people who are working front office, secretaries.
You're talking about the programmers. We're
talking programmers only. And that's only full-time paid ones, not the people who are working on open source stuff, doing things in their spare time. That's 4,000 full-time paid. And one of the reasons why I believe Bitcoin ultimately has to win is because it essentially has some of the greatest minds of the millennial generation behind it. And the millennials are completely opaque to the generations preceded them. Just as evidenced by the conversation we just had about texting. I don't really understand those millennials and their texting, right?
No, I understand it.
I don't.
I mean, I think it just comes from that's what they're used to.
Fine.
You step out of your comfort zone and it feels weird, right?
But do you understand my statement that they're opaque to us? They live in a different world to some extent.
Yeah.
And because of that opacity?
Opacity, yeah, I would say.
I think that's opacity. I've seen the word written, never had an opportunity to use it. Because of that opacity, they can function in a way that we do not. It's like the nighttime stock clerk guy. Mm. They rock out in there in the grocery store. They do whatever they want. The grocery store is a completely different place at 3 o'clock in the morning because you know these guys have their headphones on or they're blaring.
They're throwing stock down the aisle.
So because of their opacity, they're able to function differently. And I really believe that Bitcoin is going to ultimately rise up and eat the lunch of the other of the legacy banking operations that are out there. Radio television, these are old mediums that still have a great deal of currency, a great deal of momentum. And the reason they have momentum is because of the people that work within the sphere. There are radio sales guys every day getting on the telephone, making phone calls. When you have people that are working to move something forward, it continues forward. Bitcoin, it got the wind knocked out of it by the Mt. Gox, the Mt. Gox failure.
Yep.
But Bitcoin isn't Mt. Gox. It isn't an exchange run by a criminal.
In the same way that the U.S. dollar isn't the bank that you use, right? If a bank fails, it doesn't mean that the dollar has failed. Ultimately, the dollar is failing because the government continues to print more of them out, which, of course, Bitcoin is not subject to that. Bitcoin is not subject to the whims of politicians. Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that is, delivered Bitcoin to the world back in 2009, and here we are, you know, roughly 6 years later. And it has become the world's arguably most valuable currency. It's been an incredible ride, and some would say we're still at the low point as far as the price is concerned. Yeah, it looks like a lot when you look at the price. It's over $300 right now.
It's the most valuable currency per unit on the planet.
Yeah, by far.
And remember, when we started out talking about Bitcoin in January 2011, it was 27 cents per Bitcoin.
Well, but somebody
it's now more than $300.
Well, right. My point there, though, Mark, somebody will look at that and say, oh, it's too late. Well, no. What if it goes up to 3,000, 30,000, 300,000? I mean, it's all possible. Who knows what, you know, where it will peak out? We're in a new world here with currency. Bitcoin's such a radical change, an innovation in the realm of currency. It's the most important thing to happen to money since, you know, gold and silver, basically.
I am not, I get it as far as speculating on Bitcoin. That's fine. You can do that if you want. But for me, what Bitcoin's about is it's a new way for companies to interact with individuals without having banks in the middle.
Yeah, and or governments.
That's why I really am excited about SaveItPurse.com. We have SaveItPurse.com. It's a portal through which you can access huge savings on Amazon. Yep. You can buy pretty much anything you want in your life.
I got some new mic cables 30% off.
30% off. I just got a new cell phone, 20% off.
Yeah.
Brand new, in-the-box cell phone, 20% off.
That's great. And it was an expensive cell phone.
It's an expensive cell phone. I'm investing in the future.
Yeah.
But people want that, and it's going to expand. Overstock, they're offering some kind of savings for using Bitcoin. Amazon doesn't operate in like 80 countries around the world because, well, they just can't ship there or work with them. Overstock, because of Bitcoin, they have two times the market share.
Opacity.
Yeah, there you go. From dictionary.com. 855-453, 855-450-3733. And you can join us here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to LibertyHealthShare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio waves. We've also got Skype. You can call in there at Skype username lrn.fm. The Keen Bitcoin Network continues to expand in breaking news here. We do have yet another business in town now accepting Bitcoin, although just for tips at the moment. There's a local place called Local Burger here in town where a lot of the activists like to eat. We just went there tonight, Mark, for our social Sunday event. Yep. Post-Keenvention.
They call it Local Burger because they locally source food.
Yeah, that's right.
Huge here.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and it's good food, too. So it's cool. Now they're actually accepting Bitcoin as tips, which is, of course, the first step towards getting them to accept Bitcoin as for purchases as well. And we're successful at this because of a group effort, because multiple activists are here as part of the Free State Project. Many of them are Bitcoin fans and users. And when you get liberty-minded people together in the same place, activism becomes possible that was previously not possible. So numbers make a huge difference. If you love freedom, you really ought to check out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. There's always new, exciting stuff developing like this up here as we continue to garner more and more movers, more people coming here to make a better life for themselves. Let's talk to Jimmy, listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey. Your previous caller was talking about the Confederate flag, and then he happened to mention the 620,000 soldiers that were killed in that war. And I've been reading the Real Lincoln book, and it just goes through a lot of the history of that. And he points out that when you really think of the unimaginable cost of that war for dirty politicians' political gains and not really caring about human life or anything like that. But if you bring mm-hmm. that up, and this book was written in 2003, and he says standardizing for today's population of some 280 million compared to the 30 million in 1865. This would be roughly the equivalent of 5 million deaths. And it's like,
jeez. Wow.
That really hit me when I, you know, because you think about, you heard about the 620,000, but when you think about it in that other way, it's like, unreal.
It's still an unreal number. I mean, 620,000 is more than the U.S. has probably lost in all the other wars combined.
Darn yeah, close, I would yeah. say, yeah.
I mean, how many died in World War II? I know it was like 58,000 in Vietnam, but I don't know World War II offhand. But, yeah, it's a shocking number. And, of course, it's, you know, brother killing brother, as the story goes, which is a horrible thing.
Right.
All for the glory of politicians.
I just thought I'd bring that up. I mean, it just really kind of hits you, just what the politicians they have. Like Larkin Rose says, they don't care about you,
nope.
me whatsoever.
They only care about themselves and their power and rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. And you are just a tool that empowers them to do those things. Jimmy, thanks for the call and thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, guess what? According to FilmingCops.com, a year ago, the California Highway Patrol officers used to take much pleasure playing a private sexual game, and then it all had to stop when a civilian filed a greatly publicized complaint. So what was this much-loved pastime? Well, it involved sharing nude photographs of women, and not just the ones who willingly had their pictures taken for public consumption, because there's plenty of those on the Internet. That's no fun, right? For the police, the fun was in taking your pictures from your cell phones. So at least two sets of images, which these members of law enforcement enjoyed viewing, were women of who had been pulled over for a traffic infringement. For the officers, it was all fun and games. But for the victims, it was a downright violation of their privacy and civil rights. Just after midnight on August 29th, 2014, Natalie Sremick was driving along South Interstate 80 in San Ramon when Officer Sam Harrington pulled her over at a traffic stop. He suspected she was driving under the influence. The patrolman then asked Sremick for her phone and told her he would help her call a friend. Her phone had a passcode on it, and Harrington made her divulge it. Now, for one moment, why on earth would anyone voluntarily give their cell phone to a police officer? Why would you need to have an officer help you call a friend in a situation like this?
I would say that I would say it's just about the power of the badge. It's just how, right. what it looks, you know.
He used the power of the badge and, you know, some sort of suggestive phrasing to get this lady to hand over her phone and unlock
and password,
it for him.
Yep.
Next, he went through the photographs on her cell phone. They were her personal pictures, and according to the lawsuit she later filed, contained images of her in various states of undress, which I imagine, especially among younger people, is not uncommon these days. With all the stories we hear about sexting among teenagers, I imagine that people in their early 20s and such are also participating in that particular activity, and probably people older than their 20s. These were her personal pictures. Harrington selected at least six of those photos and then forwarded them on to himself. As soon as he stole the images, he distributed them. And at this stage, it can be confirmed that he had only one accomplice in the crime, his colleague Robert Hazelwood. However, investigation does reveal that sharing such pictures was a widespread hobby of the officers. Now, Mr. Harrington is a married man and has three children. He resigned shortly after his shameful crime was exposed. In an official inquiry that ensued following Sremick's complaint, Harrington admitted to investigators that he had participated in similar activities at least half a dozen times over several years. He further revealed that he'd also shared pictures of another woman who he had stopped in Livermore. At first, the California Highway Patrol officers had claimed this was a one-off incident. Although the commissioner, Joseph Farrow, was quick to condemn the officers, he's been named as one of the defendants in a lawsuit that was filed in federal court last week. In a surprising turn of events, prosecutors refused to charge Hazelwood with the violation. Earlier this year, Harrington offered an apology following his appearance in court, and his wife and lawyer were by his side. He admitted, quote, "I apologize to my family, my wife, my friends. I apologize to officers everywhere, especially the two women involved." The disgraced officer also expressed the desire to move on from the episode. He said, quote, I'm trying to put this behind me and move forward with this. I hope now everyone else can, too. Well, that's good. I hope that he can put it behind himself and maybe get a job in the productive market world now that where he won't have access to the women of strange women's phones and be able to steal their photos. But he's probably really sorry that he got caught. I'm sure he was having a grand old time before this lady probably checked her phone logs after this guy, because that's what he did. He forwarded them to himself, so that's going to show up in the logs on her phone. All she had to do was probably look at her texting logs, and she would have seen the officer's phone number there and the fact that there were six pictures sent to his phone. So he likely didn't do anything to cover his tracks, because had he done that, maybe he, like, deleted the messages after he sent them or something.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, had he done that, she probably never would have known about it, unless she checked her phone logs.
I guess she just let him take her phone back to the car. You know, like, I'm going to take your phone back to the patrol car now.
Yeah, maybe so, unless he just stood there and, swiped him right in front of her.
It seemed like that would take a little while to do.
You'd think, yeah.
I mean, I've sent a few pictures to my phone, and it takes a little time. I don't know.
Right, and it's certainly, whenever the cop goes back to their cruiser to punch in your information or whatever, they like to sweat you out, right? It doesn't take that long to run a license check. If they are punching your license plate or license number up on their computer, they're connected to the internet on those in-car computers. So it doesn't take that long to pull up the information. They're doing various things back there. They might be chatting with their buddies. They might be researching a law with which to charge you. But they love to go back there and let you sweat it out. So this could be one of the things they're doing back there is pulling up your naked photos on your phone. Don't ever hand anything over to the police unless you are required by a warrant signed by a judge to do so.
So let me ask you this. There's a lot of states where texting is illegal while you drive or whatever. So that gives an officer they claim to have seen you with a phone. That gives them probable cause to check your phone, their text logs?
That's a good question. I don't know about that. Would they need to check your text logs to be able to charge you with that? I don't think so. I think that for instance, there's a new law in New Hampshire, a statute in New Hampshire as of the middle of the summer, which is bad. This is one of the bad things that happened over the last year. A lot of good things have happened in the state legislature for freedom. This is not one of them. That does prohibit the use of a handheld cell phone device while driving.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ultimately, they're going to ticket you based on their claim they saw you with a phone. I don't think they're going to have any real evidence, right? Like, when a cop claims you were speeding, all the cop has to do is come in and claim that they saw you speeding. They can claim they tracked you by driving the same speed. They don't have to have radar.
No, it's just another. It's just evidence.
And nor do they have the evidence of the radar anyway. They just have the claim that they had the radar. So ultimately,
right, they didn't really show anything.
Right.
The radar, read what it read, and then they wrote down what they wrote down. Hopefully those two pieces of information are the same, but they aren't necessarily.
So I'm hoping, and this is something that hasn't happened here yet in New Hampshire, and hopefully it will at some point with this new law. Hopefully we'll see some activists challenging it with fun stuff like the cookie phone prank on the cops. You ever seen that one, Mark?
Yeah, the cookie phone. It's a cookie that looks like a telephone.
That's right. And you hold the cookie up next to your head, and then when the cop pulls you over, you take a bite out of it when you roll down the window to talk to him.
Yeah, they think that's funny, I'm sure. They just love that joke.
Well, the cops over in Europe seem to like it. I don't know how they'd respond here in the U.S. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, as a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.